Here's the latest news from the Associated Press in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. A U.S. government agency said a weaker repeat of Saturday's powerful solar storm is likely on Sunday. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said that, quote, coronal mass ejections, which are clouds of solar plasma that on Saturday led to reports of power grid irregularities and degradation of high-frequency communications and global positioning systems, will slam into the Earth's magnetic field and outer atmosphere. The Saturday storm put on an amazing skyward light show worldwide overnight, leading to minor disruptions to the electric power grid. The go-broke dates for benefit programs, Medicare, and Social Security have been pushed back as an improving economy has contributed to changed projected depletion dates, according to the annual Social Security and Medicare Trustees Report. Medicare's go-broke date for its Hospital Insurance Trust Fund was pushed back 5 years to 2036. Social Security's trust funds will be unable to pay full benefits beginning in 2035. Still, officials warn that policy changes are needed lest the programs become unable to pay full benefits to retiring Americans. Disney has received another key approval to expand its Southern California theme park in its first push to make major changes to its iconic Disneyland in decades. The Anaheim City Council voted unanimously on Tuesday to approve the plan to transform Disney's 490-acre campus by moving parking and redeveloping a massive lot with new entertainment and rides. It was a second required vote for the plan after the council gave initial approval last month. The proposal does not expand the park's physical footprint, but it will help Disney create new immersive experiences for visitors. It requires Disney to invest at least $1.9 billion in the project over the next decade. The largest labor union in Nevada has ended a planned 48-hour strike meant to pressure Virgin Hotels Las Vegas to agree to a 5-year contract on wages and benefits. It is hoping talks set to resume Tuesday will lead to a new 5-year contract with Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. More than 700 workers with Culinary Union Local 226 walked off the job at the 1,500-room hotel casino near the Las Vegas Strip early Friday and ended that strike early Sunday. Guest room attendants, cocktail and food servers, porters, bellmen, cooks, bartenders, laundry, and kitchen workers were among those walking the picket line. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes has reigned over the weekend box office. Estimates on Sunday said the latest installment in the Apes franchise brought in $56.5 million in North American theaters. It was a much-needed surge for what could be an uncertain summer in theaters. Ryan Gosling's The Fall Guy underperformed in ticket sales last week. This week it was number two with $13.7 million. Zendaya's tennis thriller Challengers was third with $4.7 million. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on WLEW after this.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
In state and local news, Justin Verlander dominated his former team and Kyle Tucker homered as the Houston Astros beat the Detroit Tigers 9-3 on Sunday to win the weekend series. Verlander pitched 7 scoreless innings, allowing 2 hits while striking out 8. He now has 3,365 career strikeouts, 2 behind former Detroit teammate Max Scherzer for 11th on the all-time list. Jack Flaherty took the loss, allowing 3 runs on 7 hits in 6 2/3 innings. The Chevy Malibu, the last mid-sized car made by a Detroit automaker, is heading for the junkyard. General Motors confirmed Thursday that it will stop making the car introduced in 1964, as the company focuses more on electric vehicles. The mid-size sedan was once the top-selling segment in the U.S., a stalwart of family garages nationwide, but its sales started to decline in the early 2000s as the SUV became more prominent and pickup truck sales grew. The time-honored tradition of the blessing of the fleet will be done at the Bayport Fish Company, which is the longest continuously operated business on the Great Lakes. The Bayport Area Historical Society and the Bayport Fish Company will coordinate a blessing of the fleet May 19th at 1 p.m. at the Bayport Fish Company. Participants should bring their own lawn chairs for the event. Following the blessing, there will be a whitefish fish fry to follow the blessing at the B.C. McLeish Memorial Park on Promenade Street. Donations will be accepted and will go to benefit the Bayport Area Historical Society. The Village of Cass City is getting ready for the recreation season. One key recreational opportunity in the community is the Headland Stevens Memorial Park and its splash pad. During the last council meeting, it was reported the Parks and Recreation Committee recommended the pool's vacuum be replaced. The current vacuum is large, cumbersome, and needs 2 lifeguards to operate it. The purchase of a new pool vacuum would save on labor costs and increase efficiency. To help offset the cost of a new automatic vacuum, a request was submitted to multiple funding sources the Tuscola County Community Foundation has to offer. The pool is tentatively scheduled to open on Saturday, May 25th. And that is the news for this hour here on WLEW. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net.